Hold on down to Afterbuzz, you're gonna talk your favorite show.
Friendly hosts everywhere, humble talks without flirtation.
Going on down to Afterbuzz, you're gonna see my favorite host.
Ample thoughts, day or night, people shouting but never fighting.
Heading on up to Afterbuzz, gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big fat titties, man, I hope this show ain't shitty.
Come on down to Afterbuzz and meet some hosts of mine.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You guys come for Cartman and South Park and leave because of us. But here we are, nonetheless, talking the best locations South Park has to offer. It might be Ibiza. It might not. Who the hell knows? Before we start, allow me to introduce Steph Sabra.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra.
Oh, hey, I'm not Steph Sabra. I'm Christian Blatt.
And I'm Phil Svitek. Welcome to the show. We do things a little bit differently. It's the off-season of South Park, and so we're having a lot of fun picking favorite episodes in some sort of category. You know, there's no rules to this. It's almost like Who Lies Is It Anyway? A game show where the points don't matter.
Exactly.
But yet I'm winning, so it's great.
There you go. So the way the game works is we pick a topic, in this case, your favorite location. And we each get three picks and an honorable mention, and we go from pick number three all the way to number one, and we discuss it, debate it, until we all hate each other. You, of course, at home get to participate, comment along, and say what you want. So without further ado, let us begin with pick number three, Steph Sabra.
Okay, for pick number three, I have a throwback, Starvin' Marvin, season one, episode 8. This one had a few different locations, primarily, of course, my favorite was Ethiopia, but there was also Stark's Pond and the Genetic Engineering Ranch. In this episode, the boys are accidentally mailed an African child, mistaking Cartman for the child. Government authorities send him to Ethiopia, where he runs into Sally Struthers, who, if you guys don't know, Sally Struthers did a lot of the Save the Children in Africa type commercials, and it was running. Christian told me on Comedy Central a lot, even. It was
on all cable in the 90s, but Comedy Central was particularly guilty of just taking so much money from whatever that organization is that she was the spokesperson.
Yeah.
For.
So Cartman, and what was that, Anthony?
No, I was going to say in between the commercials for late night sex.
Yes, actually. Exactly. And the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Anyways, Cartman sees her hoarding like a mountain of food where in this country where everyone's starving. Then Marvin, the African child that was dropped off to the boys, was returned to Ethiopia, and Cartman eventually comes back to South Park. But at the same time, this was a Thanksgiving episode. It was the first Thanksgiving episode South Park did, and they had these mutant turkeys, and Marvin was actually able to bring the turkeys back to Ethiopia and become the Jesus of the country.
Good for him.
Yeah. It was an inspiring episode. It was hilarious. It's crazy to think that this was in the first season.
Well, look, think about how far they've come. You know, first they get the food, and then they get tablets so they can monitor our social media. So they're really doing well in the third world. Yeah. So kudos to them.
Thanks to the guys at South Park for that. My number three location is an episode that I have chosen at least once before, but I think it's an important choice. Terrence and Philip, Not Without My Anus, based on a true story. There's two locations, really. There's Tehran, but the main location is Canada. And they so joyously visit Canada in South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Well, blame Canada. But this is when we first get the notion for Scott the Dick, Ugly Bob, and just the whole universe that Terrence and Philip inhabit. And obviously, it's a takeoff on the very dramatic film, Not Without My Daughter, but Not Without My Anus. Is certainly much, much funnier. And it's a departure for a few reasons, namely in that the boys don't appear in it. Now, there have been episodes since where they're either not in it or barely in it. But it was a really big deal. And, of course, as I talked about in the past, people hated this episode. But they spend so much time in Canada. This is how I learned that in Canada, Kraft macaroni and cheese is called Kraft dinner. I had no idea. But if you go to a Canadian supermarket, It's in the aisle. It says Kraft Dinner. I don't know what that's about. I don't know why they do that, but thanks.
Well, it's tradition. As is tradition.
There's a sort of a great, very Canadian moment late in the episode where there is a football Canadian Football League game between the Rough Riders and the Rough Riders. There are 8 teams in the Canadian Football League.
And the Rough Riders?
At this time, 2 of them were named Rough Riders.
Oh, my.
And there was a great Martin Short joke that it's like if you're Canadian, you knew and you heard the score. And you'd be like, oh, that's really great for the Rough Riders. But at the same time, I feel bad for the Rough Riders. You just somehow intrinsically knew which one it was. But anyway, obviously, we also see Canadians tear apart Saddam Hussein and sing O Canada. So this is the greatest half hour of Canadian culture. They have a Canadian culture law there in Canada where you have to air things that are distinctly Canadian a certain percentage. They should air this every single day.
Good choice.
Excellent choice indeed. And Canada's revisited many a time. So.
Yes.
So kudos to them. I just had to go with Soda Sopa. We're gentrifying South Park. And Soda Sopa is somewhere where I would want to live. I would feel at home. And the way they do the montage of the high rise and so forth. This prominently featured in City Part of Town.
City Part of Town, yes.
In season 19, episode 3 particularly. But it makes its comeback every now and then. It's just a beautiful location. And of course, it utilizes what's pre-existing, i.e. the poor folks' home. Ergo Kenny.
Ergo Kenny.
So, yeah, we're taking all these things into account and just building life around it. That's what I appreciated about this episode and Soda Sopa, which means, of course, South Downtown South Park.
Yes.
What could be more beautiful than that?
I totally forgot about this episode. Good choice.
Well, and this is what brings about the whole food. So this was part of a really big arc moment. This season. Yeah.
Yeah, because Randy was on the phone and no. Soda Sopa. Oh, okay. So it made them be a town and be progressive. So, all right. So that was number 3. On to pick number 2, starting with Steph.
Okay, my number 2 pick is The Biggest Douche in the Universe, season 6, episode 15. I totally forgot about this episode, but I just love, like, as we see in this picture, how it looked. In this episode, the boys, Chef, and Cartman's mom fly to New York City to consult a psychic, John Edward, about how to get Kenny's soul out of Cartman's body. And then they end up foregoing that and visit Chef's parents in Scotland who happen to be well-versed in exorcism. And it's just like a really funny episode. And it was a Chef episode, which I forgot about Chef's presence in the episodes for a while. And then it ends up being where Kenny gets resurrected out of Carmen's body and then goes into a turkey or some sort of food roast. So it's just hilarious, and I love the locations of this episode.
It's easy to forget how great Chef was, and we'll be talking about some of our favorite faculty characters in a few weeks. And I think I might just have to pick him, but I don't know. No spoilers yet. When you see an episode with him, it just makes you so sad the way things ended. Although that was really funny, the episode after Isaac Hayes left the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's always good to revisit Chef. I agree with that choice wholeheartedly. My number 2 choice is from Red Hot Catholic Love. They go to Vatican City. And this is an episode that deals, this is from season 6. And it deals pretty heavily with the, can we say boy fucking, or is that not appropriate for this show?
I mean,
we said it. That's what the Catholic, the Catholic Church allegations, and it's in a very, I basically said that to make Steph uncomfortable.
Is that how it's written down in the legal description?
Yeah. That's what they're accused of. Mm-hmm. And, and of course there's Priest Maxie, which is amazing. But they have a young men's Catholic retreat. And what it really comes down to is the child molestation concerns surrounding the Catholic Church. And what we find out is that it is a part of Catholic holy law that it does not say molesting boys is wrong. So it must not be.
Mm. Of course.
But the Pope does say they should ask the highest source. And I completely forgot this. But they have to ask the Queen Spider. But the Queen says the law can't be changed. So apparently it's still all right to do that. But,
well, I love this episode because the South Park priest really does believe that molesting kids is wrong. And they're like, no, you're in your own kind. You can be open about it.
So. Yeah, no, that's true. That's a very, oddly enough, South Park, a representative of South Park is actually the one that's in the right, which is usually not the case. But it's a great location. And they did also, I saw this and it reminded me, they revisit Vatican City in the season 11 episode, Fantastic Easter Special. But I'm sticking with Red Hot Catholic Love.
I like when the Vatican fabulous makes an appearance. Choice. Here is my choice. The Garden of Betrayal. And no, we're not talking Game of Thrones. We're talking South Park, okay? But in the Black Friday story arc, yes, where they parody Game of Thrones, many a times young Cartman takes Princess Kenny into the Garden of Betrayal. I love it. The episodes are Black Friday, A Song of Ass and Fire, and Titties and Dragons. And in general, you know, he's trying to get something out of Princess Kenny and all that. It's just wonderful. It's Cartman being Cartman and the way they do it. And I forget the old man's name. And he's like, "What are you kids doing in my garden?" And he's like, "Shut up." It's just wonderful. So it's a wonderful parody. The whole trilogy is just fun in general. You have Randy being a guard with an eye patch, so what could be more better than that? And if you love Game of Thrones, definitely recommend it just for that.
Well, I hate Game of Thrones, and I loved this story arc for exactly that reason.
I hate Game of Thrones too, so.
Okay, great. So there we are.
I've never seen an episode.
What?
I know.
Not one? So you can't hate it.
No, I hate it because I don't like hobbits and dragons and shit like that.
Oh my.
Bitch,
I'm gonna forget the first part of the sentence.
Bitch, how you not the Hobbit? All right, honorable mentions, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to the number one pick, but speaking of honorable mentions, allow me to mention our CEO Maria Menounos. She has a fun podcast where if you listen to it, not only will you have fun, you will learn and grow in all areas of your life. Mm-hmm. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition, and it's hosted by her. Drops every Friday on iTunes. You guys know the drill. That's part of how you guys listen to this show if you don't watch it. Conversations with Maria features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister you never had, because certainly you're not getting it from Mr. Garrison or Mrs. Garrison.
No.
Again, just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Rate and comment, and if you do so, let her know that we are the ones that sent you.
Yes.
Be South Park Weekly sent you.
Yes.
She will be shocked.
By the way, that show does have great guests. I've been a guest on that show.
What? You lucky man.
Talking politics and whatnot. Whatever.
Lucky.
Mm, you know.
You know. It's you a know. Day in a life.
We're throwing out all the honorable mentions.
That's right. To myself.
All right, but back to the episode of Location. So Steph, kick us off. What's your honorable mention and why?
Honorable mention, which I've spoken on this episode before because I just love it so much, is Rainforest Schmain Forest, season 3, episode 1. The location is obviously Costa Rica in the rainforest. This is where Mr. Mackey punishes the boys to join the Getting Gay with Kids Club, and they go to Costa Rica to save the rainforest and have to do, their goal is to sing songs, but they end up getting lost in the rainforest. And they have, and it's just like this really funny, weird episode where, of course, Cartman somehow saves the day by finding a bunch of people tearing down the rainforest.
Tres tacos, two burritos. Dos burritos.
So, yes. That's my honorable mention.
All right. Good mention.
My honorable mention is Fat Beard, season 13, episode 7. It was during the height of the Somali pirates. I'm the captain now, which was popularized in that movie. You know, the one with Tom Hanks and mm-hmm. that guy who says what I just said. But of course, Cartman hears pirates and he thinks it's, you know, more like Pirates of the Caribbean. So he gets a crew together. Which, of course, includes Butters, because if you're going to have a pirate ship, you definitely need Butters. And the location that they go to is Mogadishu, because the Somali pirates were really where it was at. And they quickly realize that this is not really going to be the dream of living on the Skull Island and being, you know, pirates that they wanted. And I think that he should have known better, but I guess it's Cartman and, you know, it's...
He's 10 years old. What do you expect from him?
Look, he's been 10 years old for 20 years. Yes. Let's be honest at this point. But, yeah, well, though at this point he'd only been 10 years old for 10 years or 13 years. So I guess he should only have been 23. Anyway, I thought that this was just sort of a fun commentary, and it like so many of these episodes, it takes you back to like, oh yeah, Somali pirates, that was such a weird thing that was happening. Like with Starvin' Marvin, you're like, oh man, Sally Struthers used to be on my TV all the time. Where is she now? Is she still helping those kids? Probably not. Anyway, so it got an honorable mention. I didn't think it was one of my all-time favorites, but when I was trying to think of locations, this had to be mentioned.
Well, going along with the idea of islands and Butters, I picked Going Native, which is an episode from season 16, episode 11. It's where Butters is revealed to be a native of the island of Kauai, Hawaii. And I think this was at the height when Alexander Payne's Descendants was in the theaters, and so everyone was just hyped about Hawaii and so forth. And so we get that various culture and Butters partakes in the various luau's and so forth. I forget the actual plot overall, but the fact that it's Butters and just Hawaii, what could be greater than that?
Agreed, by the way. Yeah.
Agreed.
Simple as that.
I'd hang out in Hawaii with Butters. I know.
Oh,
I know,
my gosh, yes.
How entertaining would that be to be with Butters?
And I feel like he'd be a great vacation buddy.
Yeah. I mean, he just wants to be your friend.
As long as he doesn't get grounded. Mm-hmm. He's always just worried about that.
That's mm-hmm. true.
All right. So this is it. This is for all the marbles. The number one picks.
That's right.
Steph.
My number one pick is Jacobasaurus, season 3, episode 4. I just love this episode for a lot of reasons, and the locations are part of them. Basically, what happens is the boys are camping, and Cartman discovers the first Jacobasaurus, and they take her, and they realize she has a mate, and they have the whole town wants to do this whole breeding thing because they're the last of their kind, and they end up being like the most annoying creatures ever, which is actually an ode to Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars Episode 1. And they were, I mean, it was obviously a play off how annoying people thought Jar Jar Binks was. I actually love Jar Jar Binks, which is probably why I love the Jacobasaurus, even though I realize how annoying they are. They're just so... They're lovable.
No.
Not their body types in this particular film, but I mean episode, but are you really upset? You know,
up until now, I really was one of those people that disagreed with the idea that millennials were ruining the world. And then I'm remembering, like, your age group likes Jar Jar Binks because you were a kid when the
Whoa, I hated it. Number one, I didn't like him. Number two.
Yeah, but she's like 12.
But you also realize how...
Oh my gosh, I turn a quarter century in a few days.
I didn't like it either.
You realize how, like, okay. She shoehorned in this based off a location. Like, I like the location, but I like Jacobasaurus.
My point was the Jacobasaurus. I felt like this was a good time to bring it up. I knew it was going to bring controversy.
I remember I think it was an interview or it was one of the mini commentaries they used to do on DVDs. I remember Matt and Trey talking about developing the Jacobosaurus because when you saw the first trailers for Star Wars Episode One, you see Jar Jar Binks and he's like, Misa people gonna die. And they were like, I don't know what the fuck that thing is, but it's terrible and everyone's gonna hate it. So they spent a little bit of time actually coming up with an episode based on
it. It was right after that.
Yeah, so they were like...
They knew it.
They were right in on the Jar Jar hate.
Yeah, they knew that it was gonna betray them and the old Star Wars fans, but...
It's all right. I love
whatever
it.
Goodwill we had with the fans through you is now gone.
But guys,
she's so smart and she's so funny, so it's okay.
Jar Jar Binks is not my favorite Star Wars character, but he's by no means ruins the movie for me.
Look, I love
now
the Ewoks.
Now we've digressed into Star Wars talk.
I love the Ewoks, so I can't really talk, but that's all right.
And I rest my case.
My number one location is hell from an episode that I have talked about before. And by the way, there are many episodes that you could choose hell. But for me, hell is best represented, and it's a very short segment. It's like 4 or 5 minutes. In Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classics, it's the O Tannenbaum moment with Hitler, and Satan tries to cheer him up, and you just see all the people who are there in hell. And it was all these celebrities that had died within the last year. And in some cases, they died, you know, weeks or a month right before. So all these kind of like beloved people, Princess Diana, Siskel, Ebert was still alive, so he wasn't there. And there's a joke in the song where it's like, we've still got room for Andy Dick. Go figure, almost 20 years later, Andy Dick is still alive. And I cannot believe that Andy Dick is still alive.
There's still room there, though.
There's still room. They're keeping it very warm for him. But I don't know. I just thought that in the short segment, it's such a great, joyous celebration of hell that it makes Satan such a much more lovable, sympathetic character. So for me, it was the first location I thought of when we were doing an episode on locations. I'm like, well, I'm going to hell. It just depends on which episode I'm going to.
Yeah, good choice.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going straight to Romania, as is Kenny McCormick in Quintuplets 2000. It's Romania's labeled the asshole of the world. And it's pretty much displayed as that. It's no better than Kenny's house. That's what Romania is portrayed as. Kenny is sent there so he can enroll and improve his singing skills. What else do you need to know apart from that? Eastern Europe has such a...
stigma.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, watch Eurotrip. That won't spoil anything for you there, but definitely it's good that you come in the summer is all I'll say. Anywho, it's a fun episode. I love Kenny episodes. Especially as we talked about with season 21, he wasn't featured enough. And so I figured I'd throw it back to him and honor good old Romania.
And the title Romania of this episode reminds me that I think everything that season was 2000 because, you know, in mm-hmm. the year 2000, everything was like 2000, Shaft, 2000 was the movie. And it always reminds me how funny I thought that was, that they put 2000 after everything.
Because mm-hmm. you had to. It was just so cool.
Yeah.
We weren't in the 1900s anymore.
2000 was... I'm sorry you don't remember it, Steph, but 2000
was
so
amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
I do remember. I had the glasses that had the three O's. I was there.
Were you hugging your plush Jar Jar Binks doll when you did it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, that about does it for us. Thank you guys as always. If you highly disagree with us, you're welcome to. We don't care.
You know it's going to be all comments about Jar Jar Binks.
Oh
no
my gosh.
No one's
going to
say anything
it.
About South Park.
It's still like the... It does not ruin the movie.
All right. Well, where can people throw hate at you?
You can find me and hate on me at Steph Zabra on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Also at Steph Zabra. But that's not where I am. I'm at Christian DMZ Twitter and Instagram. And I'm all over AfterBuzz. I do a lot of stuff. Look for me. You'll find me. I'm here.
That's right. And check me out at philsvitek.com. You'll get all the social media stuff there. And Christian and I will be doing Silicon Valley. So if you like irreverent... If you like irreverent and sexual humor, then you're in.
It's like a Limp Bizkit every week.
Oh my.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you guys as always. Thank you, Anthony, in the booth.
Nah. Thanks, Anthony.
No, thanks, Anthony.
All right.
Just kidding. Thank you, Anthony. We love you.
Bye from Jar Jar Binks for now.
He's a big one to die.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.